Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
The results that we're reporting today are a culmination of a number of events over the last 12 months or so. And we really believe that they're not reflective of the opportunity in the group for the future. The group's performance has been mixed. Whilst revenues have increased and adjusted EBITDA have remained about flat with the same period last year, this included a contribution from our newly acquired Dutch business. So the underlying business has actually shrunk back marginally. This is obviously really disappointing. If we look in more detail, we see that our UK business has performed well with a good level of new names being signed, good levels of revenue growth, and nice profitability. This hasn't been mirrored in France, in Germany, or the United States. And so we need to review that and understand the reasons for it, and then change them. And I'll share the results of that review with you now. The review's complete, and we're now entering a period of detailed planning and some execution already. So I'd like to break down the changes that we'll be making following the review into four key areas. Number one, new business. Number two, existing customers and retention. Number three, leadership and management. And number four, the group's financial position. On new business, we need to more tightly define our market segment and customer profile. We perform well in the UK and in the Netherlands, where we're very tightly defined around what our customer looks and feels like. This is based on a number of variables, including vertical focus, including technology stack that includes scale and complexity of the business, as well as some other factors. We need to replicate that approach in France, Germany, and the United States. In addition, we have a great value proposition for those customers, but we don't have the marketing capacity or capability, specifically in the States and in Germany. So we're recruiting for that right now. And then we need to align our product portfolio behind that new business opportunity. The group has an array of complementary products, but we can tightly define the market entry points with the products that we have. On existing customers and retention, we need to engage better with our customers. They're asking for it as they seek to realize the value of their investment in our technology and in their digital transformation programs. We need to be more reactive, open and transparent about our product roadmap process with our customers. Our customers are informed and know where our product direction should lead. So we have an online tool that will help customers make suggestions and allow them to see progress of those suggestions through our process. If we do this, then we have a substantial opportunity to grow existing customer accounts. We do this every day in the UK and in the Netherlands. And our customer account opportunity in the US, France and Germany is at least the same. So we need to focus and rebalance our efforts into new business and customer retention. We're changing our training methodology and our incentivization packages to match that. I'm confident that we can improve retention and even grow our existing customer base. We have the solutions, we have the technology, and I'm sure that our customers need it. Well, as you know, we've already made some changes at group level and also in our US territory. I'm really happy to also be able to announce that we've appointed Richard Hughes as a new CFO into our group. Richard has a wealth of experience in helping public companies grow with international operations. I'm sure he'll prove a great asset to the group. Other changes will continue to be made as we seek to drive ownership, openness and accountability into our teams. So on the group's financial position, I really want to emphasise firstly how strong our relationship is with HSBC UK. The bank has been with us for over 10 years and looks after our commercial arrangements, our structured debt and even our new facility for our accelerated payments. We look forward to a continuing relationship with the team. That said, we recognise that gearing is relatively high compared to where we expected it to be. So the principal ways we'll be looking at reducing debt are through trimming our operating expenses, specifically in the US, through making our product development process more efficient, better using internal resources rather than external parties, and we don't expect to pay a dividend for the foreseeable future. I'm really excited about our future, and I don't believe that we're presently performing to the level of the opportunity in the group. Our markets are expanding and growing. They're attractive to be in. Our product and solutions are excellent and market leading. Our team is enthusiastic and really wants to work together to change around our fortunes. We have a great plan where we're replicating existing successful models into new territories. And ultimately, we'll return to delivering a growing business based on a healthy level of new business on the buy side, through greater retention and cross-selling and upselling opportunities as we help our customers go through their digital transformation programs, and also through accessing an exciting opportunity on the supply side of our customers' operations. Finally, I'd like to thank investors for their continued support as we go through these more difficult times, but I am convinced we'll return to growth, profitability, and improving shareholder value.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.